This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Week one may be over, but the season's just getting started at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off week two, DraftKings is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Just bet $1 on any football game this week and receive $200 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps to get your $200 in free bets instantly this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
The way you guys are all acting, talking about my coach.
He lost to Georgia State. What do you expect?
A chance for improvement. Let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. In this situation, Jeremy Pruitt is just a 40-something-year-old bald baby, and the bathwater would be the Georgia State game.
Airing every day
from noon to 3.
Do babies even need baths? They don't work. They won't get jobs. Really, when you think about it, babies are a lot like the homeless, just drinking milk and not getting jobs.
On 1340 WKGN.
We have grown here today on Talk Sports. Only 45 minutes in, just because I said Pruitt's a big baby, a big bald baby. You guys wanted to throw out it with the bathwater and fire him and said he was a moron that couldn't coach.
I wanted to put him in the microwave after Georgia State.
Hour three kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour three headlines, Draven Fine, and it's time.
Despite a excellent NFL Sunday, we also had the Emmy Awards yesterday. Anybody take a gander?
I got it on my DVR.
Do you still care about the Emmys? Like, do people still care? Like, I'm curious about viewership on this, just because, I mean,
once I saw that Succession wasn't up for Best Drama, I was kind of like, okay, whatever. But I do love Ted Lasso.
Was it Best Comedy?
I feel like it won a lot, right?
I saw one. Okay, so one Outstanding Comedy Series.
I assume Sudeikis won Best Actor too, right? Or no?
Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy Series. Yep, he won that.
I know it won Supporting Actor and Supporting Actress.
So they took a lot.
Yeah.
It's still wild. Still haven't watched Ted Lasso.
It's wild to me that it just went from just a Saturday Night Live skit to something that's going to pay Jason Sudeikis over $1 million per episode, or $1 million per episode.
Wait, is that how it started?
Yeah, it was like a SNL skit like in 2014. Just like a skit he had it where he was like a...
Whose idea was it to make it into a series? Him? Or was it like somebody else?
I'm sure it was him.
I'm sure he had a part in it, but I'm just curious if somebody was like, hey, we should do this as a show.
I'm sure him and like NBC was working together with it.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
It's on
Apple TV.
Yeah, but like it says something like, you know, it gives that credit for like being based off characters by NBC, so I don't know if they get a cut of it or whatever. You'd think they would have wanted it on Peacock, but... Either way.
So people do still care about the Emmys, though?
Was nominated for 20 awards.
Man.
Won all... Okay, so it didn't win all the major seven. Like,
the Emmys website's so stupid. I wish it would just show the awards, like, all together. You gotta, like, click through each award winner and nominees.
I do care about it because shows that win, I do get my attention. Like, I was kind of unaware of the show Hacks.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'd never seen that either.
And it beat Ted Lasso in a couple of categories, so now it's on my radar. And I was like, oh, it's HBO. I didn't realize that. I like HBO, obviously. They have good content. So
they won 3 awards on the night.
So I'll probably give Hacks a chance now.
What is it? Do you have any details about the show at all?
No, I mean, like, when I hear it, it sounds like a computer nerd show, like Hacks. Yeah. Like, but maybe not. Maybe it's just like where they're hackers, like slackers. I don't know. So I didn't watch Ted Lasso, though, huh?
Have not. Have you?
Yeah. I watch it every week.
Is it as good as advertised? See, my thing, this is what I do. This is my.
Not everyone does it, so I'm not going to watch it because there's no.
Well, I wasn't going to say that necessarily, but this is my yearly thing. It's really like I don't get on it when it's hot, and then when.
It's too cool to watch stuff that's popular.
No, it's not that. Okay. Go ahead. You done? Okay. So, again, it's a hot show, and I get on it too late, and then it almost feels like I'm too late for it. Also,
how are you too late for this? I saw this last season.
Am I really just gonna, like, am I gonna download Apple TV just to watch one show? Is that what I'm really gonna do? Because I'm not gonna watch anything else. I don't watch enough TV anyways.
The Morning Show is back on Apple.
The what?
The Morning Show.
What the hell's The Morning Show?
It's like the one that was like based off of like Matt Lauer being a creep. Steve Carell plays a creepy guy that used to be on Good Morning America that was out here sexing his interns. And
yikes.
You got Jennifer Aniston, who's like an aging newswoman that's getting kind of pushed out. That was her co-host that probably should have known about. You got a young,
this is a newer show,
fiery,
right?
Reese Witherspoon. Yeah, I mean, it's not very good, but it's fine. This is like the only other thing on Apple TV.
So basically, it would not be worth, how much is it? 13 a month? 14 a month?
I mean, if I were you, I would wait till the end. I mean, like, there's one more episode, I believe, of this season of Ted Lasso. Then you could binge both seasons and only, like, probably could do it in a month. Because although first season was short episodes, second season's been like an hour episode, like 40 minutes a pop.
Which has been better so far, first season, second season? It got better.
Season one was so surprising. I don't know if they had a plan for season two. It's been pretty good. It's getting a little bit deeper in terms of like some psychological stuff, a little bit, getting a little bit more serious. But I'd say season one was probably better just because it was kind of just caught you by surprise.
Yeah. Season one was sad, I thought.
A couple sad scenes, yeah. Season two's got a little bit of that. You haven't watched season two, have you, Hayden?
I've missed the last few episodes, but I've seen like four or five of them so far.
Yeah, they got a pretty good hit rate. Very few duds, if any.
I mean, obviously, won a bunch of awards as well to show it off. But moving on, I don't know if I'm going to download the whole app just for that show, man.
Don't do it.
But I feel like I'm missing out. I mean, Cam, have you seen it too? Is everybody
app's
seen
it? Already on your phone. I refuse to pay Apple money.
Okay.
Well, pretty sure the app's already on your phone, Draven. You don't download it.
Well, I still got to pay for it.
I don't think it's $13, though, is it? I thought it was like
you get
six.
A month. Is there the month free trial? Do I get that?
I thought it was like $6.
I don't know why you guys are looking at me. I don't know. I'm not Apple's pricing.
I feel like you should keep up with the streaming services better.
I told you, I got other ways around. I got other ways around it.
Why don't you hook me up with that, no?
After I get my $1,000 for Derrick Henry leading the league in rushing.
All right.
Better set that aside.
Fair deal.
Keep
aside. It's 2 weeks. We're 2 weeks in. How many yards do you have last week? 50? 60?
I still can't believe like that was such a one-sided bet that you made.
What do I get in return?
Not out.
Not out. Not out.
Dinner, wasn't it? Like dinner?
Yeah.
Dinner and a couple drinks.
I don't think I ever agreed to that, but to be honest, my thing is I think it was like such a big joke, like, oh yeah, ha ha, I'll walk that in.
No, you specifically said there are zero chance that Derrick Henry will lead the league in rushing. Zero chance. No one's ever done it for 3 years, John. No one ever does it.
It's true.
We'll see.
We will see.
It looks pretty good. Week two.
Yeah.
And that was when it was still hot outside. Wait till it gets a little bit colder and people really don't want to tackle.
A lot of wear and tear, though. A lot of wear and tear on that body.
You can go ahead and pencil in probably
40. Was it 41 touches?
Hey, let's set the over under right now. So eight game,
41
four
touches.
Games against the Texans and Jaguars. How many yards do you think he'll have in those four games combined? What would you set the over under at? 675, 700?
That's what I was gonna say, like 700 something. Just because, like, that one late game in the, like, the week 16, 17 games, like, you know he's about to rip off 225, 250.
Yeah, he is. He's about to rip it off, ain't he? Shut up.
Did you watch the Texas game last year?
Yeah, he had, what, 240 yards?
Yeah, he needed 200 to get the what was it, 2,000, right?
Yeah. And the Jaguars, he always puts up 150 against the Jaguars.
See what he does against that Colts. Front seven next week, this Sunday.
We will see.
Pretty we'll see.
Dylan Henderson's already on record of being
a pretty
terrifying.
Good game.
Can I cash out after the Colts game?
Yep, for $250.
$250?
Price of the brick's going up, my friend. November 21st against Houston. Oh, January 9th against Houston. When they got nothing but UPS truck drivers out there playing at that point. Oof, yeah.
They might just let him run right by him.
That's what I'm saying.
Come on, Pollard. Zeke and Pollard's my only hope.
Well, that's the question. Is like, yeah, who is the hope right now to unseat the king, to uncrown him, to dethrone him?
Lamar Jackson? Isn't he third in rushing? I'm pretty sure I saw he was third behind Mixon.
You really you're just praying for an injury. That's sad. You really want to
Where's
be in
McCaffrey? Is he not doing anything?
Catching the ball too much.
Yeah.
Didn't have him that many yards.
I think he's had 100 yards receiving 2 weeks in a row, hasn't
Probably.
He?
We got two. We got Henry at 240.
Mixon
at 196. Lamar at 193. Dalvin at 192.
Dalvin Cook might be my one hope.
Chubb at 178.
Then again, behind in games, not a good enough defense.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of. I think Chubb's probably your best chance.
He splits carry. He only had like what 12 carries this past week.
He didn't have a good game.
He had a decent amount of yards. He had like 80 yards, but he only had like 12 touches.
In the fourth quarter.
12 totes. Anyways, moving on. I got more headlines to get to. Amazon. Amazon is looking for fans in Buffalo as they are trying to get people to take part in a commercial shoot. Apparently, that'll include a stunt role that will pay $1,200
Cam,
for
you listening?
11 hours.
I'm into this.
Cam. You have to be a Bills fan, though, so maybe you could, you know. Yeah, I was going to say, you could fake it till you make it.
I don't know if I'm actually going to go up there.
Well, if you do, here's your chance, Cam, because $1,200 for 11 hours for someone that is willing to jump through a table. Are you willing to jump through a table?
Absolutely. I'll jump through a table right now.
I'd like to see that.
I'll jump through a table.
But yeah, $1,200 for 11 hours, again, for someone that is just willing to jump through a table. I'm sure...
I think the jumping through the table thing is a lot easier than you, or a lot harder than you think it is.
What do you mean? What do you mean hard? You just go. Now, feeling the pain afterwards, maybe.
I think the. I don't. No. No. I think we see it in Buffalo, and we've seen it in wrestling our whole lives that we think that, like, you could just go jump through a regular, like, fold out table. They rig those up. They, like, remove the wiring and, like, they like, set them.
Yeah.
Like, they're specially made tables or, like, specially, like, equipped tables. You know? You think you can jump through a table? You can make that one of your punishments if you want. We'll get you a ladder. We'll get you on top of the building. You can jump in through.
Ooh.
Tough guy.
I am. Oh, would you? Oh, would you? Hey, no. Oh, would you?
We'll keep that. His damn microphone wasn't on. We'll keep that in mind if you get punished again. Hayden will easily jump through the table.
Okay.
It'll be easier for me.
Do you have to go all the way through the table? Like, what's the requirement on this?
Oh,
well, you're not going to break it all the way through.
I think you'd rather break it.
Yeah,
I was going to say, if it just stops your
fall. If you don't break it, it'll bounce you right up on your spine.
Yeah, that's good.
So, Cam, this is a no for you?
I'm in. No, I'd be in.
Okay. $1,200, I mean,
decent. 11 hours of work, that's good.
I would say it's going to be a pretty long line, though. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of Bills fans trying to get in on this opportunity. You know how
they're a little crazy.
The faithful is up there, and yeah, they've jumped through a few tables themselves.
I'm definitely jumping up through a table with them. I'm doing it. I'm going to find the Bills Mafia, and I'm gonna join them.
I feel like you have to be, like, no offense, Cam, but, like, I feel like you could be, like, a bigger guy or, like, at least kind of more weight on you to make sure you get through the table, right? Maybe a little cushion for the fall, too?
I don't know. I'm just built different.
Okay. So you would never jump through a table, John? That's what you're telling me.
I know. I never said I would never. I mean, I'd do it for $1,200.
Any tables around here?
I'm just saying I think it's a little bit easier. I think it's harder than we act like it is.
Hmm.
I'll be a little scared. I'd do it for $1,200, though.
Okay.
Not off the building. I don't think I'd do it for off the building. Get hurt.
Real quick, some more college football rumors, stuff going on. Reggie Bush. You know Reggie, right? Pretty good USC player back in the day, huh?
He was.
I would say an opinion that is well-respected on maybe the opinion of who should be the head coach of USC. Shout out to them. They bounced back, though. Didn't they get a win this past weekend? Beat Washington State. He does say that there is one coach, John, just one coach out there. Out of all these potential coaches that could be good, there is one coach out there that he thinks can bring USC back to the top. You want to know who that coach is?
Pete Carroll.
No?
He worked with Urban on Fox. Is it him?
It's not.
Is it Lane?
It's not.
I have no clue.
Tim Tebow?
Prime time. Oh, Deion Sanders. He says, I do believe there is a coach out there that can help restore USC to its greatness. I believe Deion Sanders can be that person. You buying it? Prime time? Bring in USC back to the top? Hey.
I mean, I think Florida State might call him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Florida State, it's gotten so bad there, they might end up calling him.
I mean, they're going to fire Norvell after two. I mean, this is what this is year two, right? Was his first year last year?
They're going to fire him.
Mm-hmm. You got to fire him.
After an 0-3 start. Yeesh.
He's going to get fired.
First time they started 0-3 since 1976.
Hey, Bobby Bowden's first earlier season, so maybe Norvell's next Bobby Bowden.
He's honoring Bobby Bowden. R.I.P. Bobby. Bobby's rolling over in his grave.
Oof.
Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Prime time, Deion Sanders to USC, huh? Okay. All right.
He's the one to bring him back to glory.
I did not see that coming.
How's he doing, by the way, down at his school?
I got no clue.
I think they're winning, but
yeah,
they also aren't really like playing anybody.
Yeah. Man, I know you got him a 4-star cornerback, right? Didn't he beat Georgia for like a 4-star cornerback?
correctly.
Guys, so you want to go learn from Primetime?
Right.
I guess I'd just be like, hey, I'd rather go somewhere where I was guaranteed to be starting.
Yeah, there you go.
Did you have a problem with Shane Beamer and him, you know, his critique of what went wrong against, when he was asked about what went wrong offensively against Georgia's defense?
I saw the clip. I didn't actually listen to it. What do you have to say?
He just said, he's like, what did Georgia do to bother you? How do they stop you? He's like, well they got 100 five stars over there on defense.
Okay.
I mean, he got he was like disgusted at the end. He was like, damn, guys, come on. Well, it's basically like, have you seen their defense? They got NFL players everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but five stars. Drinkowitz kind of, Drinkowitz to me is much more subtle. I like him. He's a good troll. Whenever he said something about it, he's like, wow, you know, should be unfair to add Will Muschamp to that defensive staff over at Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
AKA just to bring somebody in as like an analyst.
Right.
Which, I mean, I guess he's gotten promoted to on-field coach, right, since Scott Cochran or whatever his name was is dealing with whatever he is. He's not back, right? The crazy guy that was, like, Alabama's strength and conditioning coach that got hired to be, like, an on-field coach at Georgia and then, like, stepped away right before the season. And people are like, ah, it seems like it's probably some substance abuse going on there. Like, he's not back, right, or is he?
I haven't heard anything.
I have not seen anything, yeah.
Because once he was gone, like, they promoted Muschamp to on the field, so I wasn't sure.
He's probably down there still then.
You really want Shane Beamer saying that, though? I feel like that's a bad – like, you're a head coach, man. You can't be saying, like, they're just a lot better. Like, you got to feel like – I don't know.
I mean, I think –
it's true. Like, I think he's the obvious truth, but I just feel like you can't say that for, like, kind of motivation for your team to be like, well, damn – if it's like that, we're outmatching every game, basically, right? I mean, just about a couple of non-conference games they're going to be not outmatched in.
Well, I mean, it depends on how you spin it. Like, there's no reason to lie. Like, we all acknowledge in college football that recruiting matters a lot, right? I mean, we all kind of, like, everyone acknowledges that, right? Like, the coaches who are going to be trying to recruit, they're going to be trying to sell their fan base on, hey, we just got to get some better players in here. The fans kind of know that, too, right? Like, you can only do so much.
Yeah.
Like, if you get your ass kicked by Georgia, what are you supposed to say? Other than, like, hey, their players are better than ours. If I'm him, it'd be worse. Like, yeah, their coaches are better than us, too. You know, they got Kirby Smart and Will Muschamp. They got a whole bunch of good guys over there. We ain't got any coaches that can match up with them. I mean, I think that's, you just try to sell it on recruiting, which, by the way, cover your ears, Tennessee fans. A little recruiting update. Walter Nolan seemed to really like his trip down to the Swamp this weekend.
Oh, man.
Said it was a 9 out of 10 experience. He's 9 out of 10 interested with Florida. He's tweeting about how him and some other guy can be the best D-line combo in the country and blah, blah, blah. So...
He's not going back to the Swamp this Saturday, right?
Oh, no, I don't think
so. Hope not.
But he, one of his scheduled visits was the Tennessee-Georgia game, so that's
good. Oh, my God, good. Man.
That's good.
Like, go to the South Alabama game, bro. Like, please, or Vandy. Go to the Vandy game.
Yeah.
Get a taste of that Tennessee rivalry. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
So he's not coming here.
You know, I'm not going to say he's not, but it
just go ahead and say it.
Seems a little, seems like you're fighting an uphill battle. Like, that was a bad trip for Tennessee because, I mean, Florida was rocking and they played.
I was
going
to say, yeah. So it'd been probably a lot better if Alabama would just absolutely destroyed.
Yeah, I was rooting for Florida. Alabama just to absolutely destroy them. At least it came through on my, you know, my college football log. At least I hit that one of the 7.5 first half. At least Alabama gave me one good quarter before they just completely let me down. Which, by the way, I was at a bar watching the game with some friends. How do we feel about, like, a bar full of Tennessee fans rooting for Florida in that game?
Rooting for Florida?
Cheering what? Like crazy for Florida.
Really?
What?
Yes.
Why? What's wrong with them?
I don't know. Like, I understand, like, hey, it's Alabama.
I think it's also just, like, college football in general. Like, we just want to see Alabama lose.
Yeah.
At this point. Like, I think that's just how desperate everybody is to see just something, even if it is Florida. Just have Alabama lose a damn game.
Maybe there's some FanDuel attachment there. I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe people are just taking the points and rooting for a good game. I don't know.
That is kind of yucky, though.
It didn't sit right with me.
Mm-mm.
Don't sit right for me to see all those people cheering on Florida. Groaning and living and dying, rooting for them to have the best win, one of the best wins in college football of the last, you know, 5 years, especially in a non-championship moment.
Yeah, that's insane. I think at this point you're not going to stop the Bama machine, and that's only helping Florida in the grand scheme. Like
Bama's not stopping until Nick Saban's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as. I don't know. Just felt weird to me. But yeah, Walter Nellon apparently really liked his trip down to Gainesville.
Oh boy.
I'm surprised there hasn't been much more heat on Manny Diaz so far coming out of the weekend. I thought that was a terrible performance by them. Got dominated by Michigan State.
I could still win the ACC, John.
I wonder how that guy feels that, I mean, that's true. You haven't lost any conference games yet.
That's what the announcers were saying at the end of the game. It's like, they could still win the ACC. It's like, hey, yeah, we'll see.
The ACC don't seem very good either. So maybe it is something to keep some hope on. But I'm surprised we haven't seen more talk about that, you know, over $500,000 investment that the gym made down there, paying those players.
Yeah.
What's he thinking?
Not more criticism for their quote-unquote professional athletes down there.
He wanted to see the U back, and it went the opposite direction.
The U went back. That is true. Not to glory days, just progressed.
Mm-hmm. Jeez.
Oh, God, I hate Florida Week.
It is the worst.
I hate Florida Week so much. You see a lot of teams play close.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, are we just doing something different? Or is it just like our rivals are actually good? Because I see like teams like spring upsets. You know, for a little bit it looks like Indiana was going to beat Cincinnati and they looked like they were the better team. And you're like, okay, they're about to get a top 10 win at home. They ended up not getting the top 10 win at home. And I'm like, okay, it's Cincinnati. It's a little bit different whenever your rivals are like Alabama and Georgia and Florida. Those are like usually legitimate good teams. Not always with Florida because we still lost like their 4-8 team that lost like Georgia Southern. And I start the week and I'm just thinking, like, can we just not get one? Like if ever there was a time, it'd be a heartbreaking loss after getting kind of physically beaten up by Alabama, right? Although maybe Florida's defense – or maybe Alabama's defense doesn't play that type of football anymore. They just hurt people and beat them up.
When was the last game we were like a pretty big underdog and we pulled off a pretty impressive upset? Would have been Auburn?
Georgia win, maybe?
Beating Auburn on the road?
What Georgia were you talking about? I mean, it'd probably be a South Carolina game, although you're only a touchdown underdog then. I mean, that's all the way back in 2013. That's a good question. Like, in terms of Tennessee actually springing a big upset.
Or, like, yeah, it feels like a big upset. Because, I mean, beating Auburn didn't feel like that big of an upset in Pruitt's first year. That was probably.
You were like a double digit underdog, though.
Yeah. And they were ranked.
That was probably the best one. You were like a 16 or 17 point underdog, I'm pretty sure. Now, like, whether or not you could argue about Auburn being a good team, that's a different story. But that's probably the best one you've had.
I guess we didn't win against Georgia in those Smoky Grays.
Yeah, we almost beat them.
That was, like, the closest one. You're like, oh, wow, we may get an upset. I think we're, like, a big-time upset where you didn't think you had a chance going into it. Am I missing one?
I mean, you didn't beat anybody in 2017.
Mm-mm.
2018, I mean, you beat, what, Mississippi State?
Yeah.
But that was 2019, right? Yeah, that was 2019. 2018, you didn't beat anybody. You beat Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
Wearing like a touchdown underdog to Kentucky at home.
Yeah. That's the year they beat Auburn, too. 2018, yeah. I guess Kentucky was.
Kentucky was like a touchdown favorite, maybe.
They ranked 11th when we beat them, too. So that was, Kentucky, I guess that was pretty big,
It's still Kentucky. That's how everyone felt going into the game. Is it still Kentucky?
Mm-hmm.
God.
But no, yeah, like big games, like you never even feel like you're like, oh. Wow, we're in position to have an upset. Like
the best time you've had, Cam, was probably against Alabama 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Whenever you knock out two at the beginning of the game and feel like you have a chance.
Yep. But you like never get that feeling, even like in game. It's just like, here we go.
It's 2019, right? 2019?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We lost 35-13 in that game. Yeah, like I know what happened, the QB sneak, all that, but you say that felt pretty good. Well, we still got kind of killed at the end of the game. Like,
the sad thing is it did feel pretty good.
It did, yeah.
And if you would have put that touchdown in as a one-score game, you would have felt okay. But, it's a 14-point swing, and obviously makes the score look worse. Mm-hmm. Well, that was a depressing trip down memory lane.
This is just every time we talk about this, it's a depressing trip.
Tennessee football is dead. Winners and losers of the weekend coming up after the break. Winners and losers of the weekend is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Remember what I told you? You get a risk-free bet on a same-game parlay tonight. Packers-Lions. Just have a same-bet parlay with three legs or more. And if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you get it back. Devontae Adams touchdown.
a good bet.
Jamal Williams is going to have over receiving yards.
Always.
Always. He's a stud. Boom. You've won your money. Packers money line. Just throw it on there as well. Or lines plus 12. Who knows?
Ooh. Over 48.5.
FanDuel Sportsbook is easy to use with fast payouts. It is America's number one sportsbook. There's no feeling like nulling a same game parlay. So put it in. Get up to 10 bets. $10 back if your bet doesn't win. And if you're new to FanDuel, sign up with the promo code TALKSPORTS to also receive a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code TALKSPORTS. So I know that we sent you. Draven, you might need that $1,000 for when Derrick Henry leads the league in rushing. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund of $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile, web, gambling problem. Call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789. It's Monday. It's 2:35. Let's play some winners and losers of the weekend. Cam, hit the music.
Winners and losers. Winners and losers. Winners and losers. Winners and losers.
Cam, who won this weekend?
All right. My number three winner of the weekend is Malika Andrews. Shout out to the Queen Malika Andrews. She's getting a one-hour NBA show. It's called like the NBA Today Show, taking the slot formerly held by The Jump.
It's funny that they are just having they said they were going to have all the same guests.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be Malika Andrews instead of Rachel Nichols. And they're like, yes, this is not The Jump. No. This is NBA Today.
Yep.
It's not The Jump.
But she signed a multi-year deal to do that. It's NBA the Today. Bag.
What's Rachel going to do now? Just
work on a contract buyout, I would say.
Yeah. I'd say so.
Starting OnlyFans. I hope.
Some good passive income there. But Malika, my number three winner of the weekend. My number two winner of the weekend. Have you heard of Hamilton High School in Arizona?
I have. I have indeed.
Are they the team that had the big comeback?
They were. They were playing on ESPNU.
I feel like
ESPNU.
The other team has to be losers, bro.
I was going to say.
What, a 17-point lead with a minute left? Like a minute,
seconds? They kicked the field goal to cut it to 14 with a minute five. Got the onside kick, went down the field, scored with about 30 seconds left, got another onside kick, went down, scored again, and then got the two-point conversion for the win. Just on, ESPNU, so people were watching this
game. I was going to say, it was on TV, right. So, people were kind of seeing it, yeah.
Yeah, the other team definitely losers, but.
You got to be kidding me.
But, yeah.
Imagine being on that sideline.
Like, how do you, two onside kicks, and then you can't even get a stop?
I'm not even as mad as the onside kicks as, like, the defense. The defense they just, like, let them go
you're
right down the field.
7 points all
right,
game,
like,
and you let them rattle off 17 out of nowhere. Insane, tough. But crazy comeback.
Where's those high schools from, by the way?
One was from Arizona, one was from New Mexico, Nevada. Yep. Yeah, sorry. NV, not NM.
Come on.
Yeah, it was Bishop Gorman in Nevada was the one that blew it, like a bunch of losers. But, Hamilton in Arizona. For an epic comeback.
Pitiful.
To stay undefeated on the season.
It was funny, like when you start the highlight, they're talking about how that one team is better when they're going to win their state championship and how good they are, and then whoops.
Jinxed them a little bit. And my number one winner of the weekend, I gave it to Lamar. I think Lamar went out, kind of, dollars were back in his whispering in around the league about him, struggling, things like that in week one. And I think he kind of answered those critics a lot, playing against the Chiefs and getting the win. And, first career win against the Chiefs. And giving Patrick Mahomes his first loss in September.
That's insane. First loss in September. Yeah. It was his first interception in September, too.
That was an ugly one.
Yeah.
So, Lamar, silencing the doubters, doing big things, making him a winner.
It was shocking to see them just completely take Tyreek Hill out of the game. Like, I know they were just double-teaming him the whole time, and it maybe helped Travis Kelce be wide open and some of those other receivers, but it was still jarring to see Tyreek do absolutely nothing.
Yep.
My winners of the weekend, number three, I went with Ted Lasso. Just another strong Gimme's performance. Jason Sudeikis has to feel so good. To find that role that kind of defines the rest of your career, define your career, that will be him.
Has he found himself any love since getting his heart broke? Or is he still just... Because you say he must feel good. He may not
feel
good.
Accomplished.
Well, feeling accomplished doesn't always feel good.
Harry Styles ain't out here being Ted Lasso.
Harry Styles has got enough going for him, though. I don't think Harry Styles is hurting, man.
That would be so tough. That would be awful.
They're still together, right, I'm assuming?
Yeah, she was at his concert like in Las Vegas. She's touring with him. That would be tough. But the rest of the cast getting some well-received recognition. But I got to call them the third biggest winners of the weekend. Number two, I thought it was a strong weekend for Gus Johnson. Had the Nebraska-Oklahoma game on Saturday. Got to see one of the best interceptions of all time there live in person.
Holy cow, that interception was unreal.
It was so good that I didn't see I only saw one person being like, hey, it's 4th and 18, just knock the ball down. You'd have better field position.
Yeah.
That's what you thought when you saw it, wasn't it, Drake?
No, it wasn't. I did see that, though. I did see that. There was an announcer on one of the halftime shows, I believe on CBS, that said that. That literally said that, word for word.
And you agreed.
You're like, yeah.
What's the old guy on the CBS broadcast halftime show?
Tim Brando?
Is it Tim Brando?
I don't know. Is he on CBS? I don't know. He blocked me on Twitter. He's never right
just
about anything.
Just tweeting at him too much?
He's never
or?
Right about anything.
It's not Tim Brando. I'll figure it out. But, yeah, people were saying that.
And then he turns around on Sunday, goes, has another big-time game. He was on, I just blanked, he was on Vikings-Cardinals, right?
He was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, Kyler!
He just gets you juiced up, man.
He's the best.
How could you not listen to that guy and not get a little fired up?
I'm actually surprised that we are, what? I mean, it feels like we're, what, 8 years into the Gus Johnson experiment there, like where he's like kind of the number one guy in college football?
Yeah.
At least like on Fox. Like, I feel like... I feel like he busted on the scene like 2010 or so.
Yep.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm missing the year.
I mean, he wasn't. Was he not on a couple Madden games, Cam? Right?
I think so. I think
like some of like 2010, 2011 Maddens. I want to say.
Right. Yeah.
I'm surprised we're here in 2021 and like for the most part, his approval rating's still very, very high. Like people haven't gotten sick of him. Like we usually start railing against those guys and like rally against them.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it works. You're loved, and then everyone's like, "Okay, you're overrated now."
I feel like Romo's starting to lose a little bit of his...
Well, I was going to say, like, I was going to point out to Romo, but I didn't want you to make you mad as a Cowboys fan. But, like, I feel like he hit there for a lot of people, like, 2 years ago.
And I feel like he's kind of... He's still good, but, like, I don't know. I feel like he's just not as good as he was.
So you're out on Romo, too?
I'm not out. He's not bad. I think Troy Aikman's still better.
Okay, so yeah. That's what I'm talking about with Gus. I'm surprised he hasn't hit there. People still love him. And number one, your winners of the weekend. I gave it to a duo of studs. Lamar Jackson, as Cam said. First big win. Looked like it was about to be a really, really bad night for him after that first pick six. Yeah. And he throws another interception first quarter. Like, oh, my God, what are we doing, Lamar? And then, nope, he settled down, dominated from the second quarter on, got a big win, had some good passes, was throwing some creative jump passes out there. It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
That jump pass. Kind of crazy. Nice. Yeah.
He was completely wide open. I don't know how the hell he got behind the defense like that, but wide open. So I give it to Lamar Jackson. And also, I give a crown to the king, King Henry. Why are you rolling your eyes? 200.
He's really your biggest winner of
the
weekend?
You don't think so? I mean, am I wrong? It's another week coming out where he's the talk of the NFL.
Who's talking about him? You?
Everyone. The NFL. Twitter account. Everyone.
Okay. Okay, that's
You're not seeing all the stats about leading the league in rushing and then also leading the league in rushing after contact? I mean, it's the same stuff. Everyone, yeah. Draven included. Oh, he got over 370 carries last year. There's no way he's going to be good. Week one, he only had 50 yards. Look, he's done for. You can't pay running backs. No, don't ever pay running backs.
It's true.
No, it's not. Not with Derrick Henry. Not with Derrick Henry. If you didn't have Derrick Henry yesterday, you'd get about 30.
I think Ryan Tannehill is the reason they won that game. Ryan Tannehill was awesome yesterday. I think he was the bigger, if anything, he should be the winner. Especially that last minute drive where he got him down the field. Yeah, Henry's punching it in, but it's Tannehill with some big throws.
We don't have to try to diminish Derrick Henry to put up Ryan Tannehill. I love them both. And Ryan Tannehill did have his 10th game winning drive, since coming to the Titans in the fourth quarter, and that leads the league in that. So
pretty impressive. I will say Titans, did you say that?
Game tying and the game winning drives, he's just a stud.
Their Titans are 10-0, and Henry has over 150 yards.
Also, I believe 8-0, 9-0, and he has 2 touchdowns.
Wow.
He had 3 yesterday, which is why he is the king of the weekend, along with Lamar Jackson. Cam, who lost this weekend?
All right, my number 3 loser of the weekend. I gave it to UCLA. You have a chance to be good this year, Pac-12. People are talking about you, some big wins, things like that. And then you go and you get beat by Fresno State as an 11-point favorite. Chip Kelly had a chance, you know. He may still save his job or whatever, but you kind of needed to win games like that to keep it rolling. You're ranked. Yeah. Upset. Not that, a good loss for them.
That was a gritty, gritty performance by Fresno's quarterback, though. He's out there just limping around on a bad hit, getting plays. Bad loss, though, for UCLA. You are correct.
My number two loser of the weekend. Do you know who Kevin Kelly is?
Kevin Kelly.
Name sounds familiar, but I don't know who is he.
Doesn't ring a
bell. He is currently football coach at Presbyterian College, Blue Hose. He's the guy that was known for, I think, at the high school level, all the places like that, where the guy that doesn't punt, does onside kicks, stuff like that.
It went well for him the first couple weeks.
Yeah, they were beating up NAIA teams, and I think a D2 or D3 team. Well, they played their first FCS opponent, Division I opponent.
Didn't go well?
No, it went probably about as bad as it could have gone. They lost 72-0 against Campbell.
The Fighting Campbells.
So is that the same level they're at?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's they're actually FCS.
Do you know what the spread was in that game?
I do not, but it was.
I mean, 72-0's bad. Oh yeah. Either way, but.
But yeah, no, he went out there and got blown out once he finally played the D1 team.
So wait, what's the thing? He
kicks onside kicks and he doesn't ever punt.
Oh my God, their quarterback threw 6 interceptions. Yeah, 20 of 39, 145 yards, 6 interceptions.
The
backup came in, was 1 for 4, 1 interception.
Cam, you seem like you're happy about this.
No, I have no take on this at all. It's just like,
I'm rooting for him to be
everybody
good.
Everybody was hyping him up. I was too, but people were hyping him up the past couple weeks as he's beating up on NAIA teams.
Yeah.
And he plays an actual Division I team and gets
so he always kicks on sides.
Not always,
but pretty often.
A lot, yeah.
He hasn't done as much once he's got to like this level. Why? Like, I mean, he still majority does, but.
I think
he punted once in that game, actually, which is crazy. But.
I would just like him to shake it up. I think we should go for more fourth downs in general. Now, I don't think we should go for fourth downs every time, obviously, but
yep.
I think we should go for more fourth downs, and I hope he's successful and opens some eyeballs up.
But yeah, he's one of those people that thinks field position is overrated. So,
kind of agree with him.
Yeah. But yeah, not a good showing, though. They need to bounce back in the FCS, or he will be, you know, back to high school football at this rate if he can't get this
together. Come on, Kevin.
Pulling for him, though. I'm pulling for him. And my number one loser of the weekend, I gave it to the injuries in the NFL. It was a bad day for injuries. It seemed like everybody was dropping like flies in the 1 o'clock slate. Quarterbacks on teams, like what, about 4 quarterbacks left at least at one point on different teams. You know, the other guys just dropping everywhere. Like, all the notifications this morning from the NFL are like talking about who's going to questionable, who's getting checked out more, this, that. Just tons of injuries across the league. Bad week for that. Hopefully, and it seems like most of them so far haven't been too severe, but injuries across the league.
Okay. My loser of the weekend, number 3, I went with refs. I just thought they were bad in college and NFL.
Yeah.
It's bad. Bad, bad, bad.
The academy.
Number 2, I went with the Florida duo, Florida State and the U.
Mm.
It seems like you guys are dead. Yeah. Meanwhile, Florida, you know, going toe-to-toe with Alabama. Imagine how bad they'd feel if Alabama actually would have lost that game to Florida. Imagine how down bad the U and FSU would have felt had Florida just done that.
Yeah, and they're losing to App State and Wake Forest. North Carolina with the dub over there.
The U lost to Michigan State this week.
Oh, Michigan State, yeah.
They played close to App State last week, but yes, they lost. Yeah, they got dominated by Michigan State.
Was not close.
And number one, I think you have to give the loser of the week into Zach Wilson.
He was awful.
That's a potential career-defining moment if you don't bounce back. We'll always look and say, yep, should have known whenever he did that.
Yeah. Didn't Darnold have a pretty similar game, too? Monday night against the Patriots a couple years ago where he just kept throwing interceptions. Was that the same game? Yeah. He threw like 4 picks?
That's why they asked Zach Wilson after the game if he had seen ghosts, and he kind of laughed it off and said no, but felt like he did.
Yeah.
And again, you can't let that become a thing if you're Zach Wilson. Like, he's getting booed in his home opener.
Yeah. That's bad.
Yeah.
That's meanwhile, bad. Like, Mac Jones is, you know, outplaying you.
Yep.
Yeah. Didn't really have to do much.
But he played pretty well. I mean, Mac Jones doing
He's been the best rookie so far. I mean, Lawrence still hasn't looked good either.
Yep. At Denver this weekend.
Oof.
Home game against Tennessee.
Jets.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to win. They're going to win 3 games.
Then they go to London to play the Falcons. Yeah. Yep.
Not great for them.
Last call on the other side. Last call on the program. Let's play some Pump the Brakes. Let's keep it moving. Cam, you got any stories for us?
Yeah. The Australian government is going to use this plan to get rid of the pesky They have a lot of carp over there, but they have this plan to cut down on the pest.
I was gonna say the same thing. Like, what?
No, I mean, I did, but like, all I heard, I don't know.
They have a carp problem. Yeah, yeah. They're carp. Basically pests, just kind of an invasive species over there. You know, bottom feeding fish destroy lots of native plants, insects, stuff like that by just basically eating everything. They've tried everything from explosives, poisons, traps, electrical currents, and they have not been able to get rid of them. But a few years ago, they put in...
Hold on. Did you say electrical currents?
Yeah, like sometimes they'll put like...
They're like trying to electrocute the fish?
They'll put like... No, they'll basically make like an underwater like electrical fence, basically, to keep them from going to different streams and stuff like
but
that.
But if they do hit the fence, they would be...
Yeah, which makes them turn around and...
No, it doesn't kill them. It's not... Yeah. Okay. I thought you're like they're just like doing something in the water. It's like... zapping everybody in the water.
Yeah, no, they're just trying to keep them from getting in the new waterways, stuff like that.
Okay.
But they've been unsuccessful.
What is it with these damn carps? They're just doing whatever they want?
Yeah, they're just destroying everything. They breed fast and everything like that. So they've been... So a few years ago, they put $15 million into this plan. They're like, this will be it. This will be what we finally use to get rid of the carp.
And what was the plan?
It's the plan that is going into motion this year, supposedly. But they are planning to capitalize on carp orgies by infecting them with a herpes virus.
Let's go. No more sex for the fish.
Yeah. Well, they're counting on lots of sex, but then they're going to put herpes, so...
They're hoping to kill the fish that way?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just electrocute the damn fish if you're going to do that. That sounds worse. That sounds worse, man.
A little sex, bro. Would you rather get shot or less die?
Yeah, it's
sex.
Like they're having sex and then dying. How awful is that?
I mean,
no idea what's coming.
Bang, you know?
My gosh, man.
But yeah, no, they think this is the solution, they think. They think this is finally it. They think this is what they can use to finally destroy
herpes.
The
herpes was the answer. Like, of all the things you could do to get rid of fish, that's what they came up with.
Have they ever thought about just putting like bigger fish down there to eat them?
Well, you just start a whole problem, I feel like.
Can we not like put some piranhas down there and just like let them fight?
Just start a war.
Good point. It's a good point.
And then you to get the piranhas out, maybe you throw some different animals in there and get some it's freshwater
like the,
sharks.
Isn't
there
like a children's like storybook where it's like there was the fly and the lady who swallowed the fly. You remember? You've ever heard that story?
Sounds familiar. I was thinking more of the mouse who wanted a glass of cookie. That created a big chain of problems too.
Well, the lady who swallowed the fly, swallowed a fly, so she swallowed like a frog to eat the fly.
Yeah.
And then she swallowed something to eat the frog, and then she had to end up like swallowing. It was a whole thing.
What was the moral of the story there? Just if you make one mistake, don't compound it?
I think so.
What the hell are we talking about?
You didn't have a childhood.
Yeah, okay. That helps explain it.
You didn't read stories.
The lady swallows a fly, and then she has to get the fly out of her stomach. So she starts. It's a very small problem. Mm-hmm. If you swallow a fly, probably nothing's going to happen to you, you know?
Yep.
You're going to be okay. But I guess if you're freaking out over something small, then she wanted to get rid of the fly inside of her stomach, so she put a frog in there. What did she get to get the frog out?
It's a slightly bigger problem.
A snake? She put a mongoose?
Did
she swallow a mongoose?
I can't remember what it was.
I'll Google it after the show. You never read If You Give a Mouse a Cookie, you never heard that one?
No.
That one's about being careful about letting people leech off of you, because if you start letting something to one person, they're just going to keep using you and using you and using you, because that damn mouse, he wanted a glass of cookie, right? Or he wanted a cookie.
Yep.
And then guess what he wanted? A damn glass of milk. A damn glass of milk. He wanted a glass of milk. Then he needed what? A napkin?
Yeah.
Then he needed somewhere to sleep because he was hungry or because he was a fool.
Yeah, he got all sleepy.
And then at the end of the story, he is hungry again and wants another damn cookie. You got to be careful about those mice.
Mm-hmm.
I do like that message, though. Yeah.
Got to cut them off.
You do.
Got no one to say no.
You need to read more books, Draven.
I'm confused about the lady eating the fly, though, because I feel like... Going to a frog, like I don't know what you could really do besides getting a frog.
Let me see. She swallowed a bird.
To get rid of the frog?
To get rid of the fly, actually. Frog was wrong.
Frog sounds better than a bird.
Yeah, but she swallowed a bird.
I was like, what do you get to get a frog out?
And then, since she swallowed the bird, she swallowed a cat.
Oh. And then a dog?
Then a dog.
And then
for some reason,
human?
A goat.
Oh, okay. A human to
go. Oh, no. It was fly, spider, okay. Bird, cat, dog, goat, cow, horse. She's dead, of course. That's how it ends.
Oh, horse killed her, damn. The drive's up next. They locked in on Fan Run Radio.